2 years ago, the Park City Council entered into an agreement with Green Park Co-Housing to sell two lots on Park Avenue for $400,000. Since then, Green Park developers have tried to make the project pan out. Over that time, some of those planning to purchase one of the 10 units have dropped out, and without all 10 units sold, the project can't move forward. City Manager Diane Foster says staff is recommending that the deal be extended.
This is a high priority for City Council, and it is something that they would like to see happen. City Council, in my opinion, has been quite generous in making extensions. Green Park recently came and talked to staff, to Jason Glidden and to Matt Dias, about the fact that American Fork Bank had come back and said, look, you don't, if because the land is already collateral for other things, you can't use the collateral for the building loan. So, the Green Park folks are now working with Zions Bank, and they believe they're going to be able to work out the financing.
She says there's a good chance that the financing will go through and that the city is willing to stick with this applicant.
You know, at the end of the day, one of the things that council is always aware of is this fair to everybody? Is this fair to all the people, other people who bid? And that's always a concern. And at least so far, while the time has been significantly longer than originally anticipated, the city hasn't necessarily gone to and done things that it wouldn't have done for any other RFP bidder.
The new deadline has been set for August. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.